Now, I'm not sure I fully understand exactly what happened in this story because, my God, it seems like this shouldn't have happened. But I was reading all these detailed reports here about the GAO has the TSA uses a variety of programs to train and evaluate transportation security officers who are responsible for screening passengers and baggage for threats. Right?
Yeah, of course.
So the GAO has done some testing here and it's, I believe, aggregating some other testing of how effective this has been.
I'm trying to see where they're vulnerable, right? Where they might let things through or where maybe training needs to be upgraded or people are just missing things.
Yes. And Jenny Grover is with us, and she is... Well, this is a very impressive title. Director of Homeland Security and Justice Issues for the U.S. Government Accountability Office. And now, Ms. Grover, I guess I have to ask you this. There was a number here I saw, and please tell me if I'm mistaken here, because I would love to be, but that 95% of the test weapons, if you will, or test devices that were sent through TSA checkpoints by TSA doing its own self-check were not discovered by transportation security officers. Is that correct?
Well, that's what was reported last summer. It was widely reported. Those were the results that were leaked from the testing, the covert testing that the Inspector General did, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The Department of Homeland Security's own Inspector General. So what we did, what GAO did this past year, is we took a big picture look at those screeners, right? These are the people when you get to the airport and you go through the screening lane. Their job is to make sure that when you pass through that you're not taking any threat items with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that there's nothing in your bag either going through on the X-ray. No guns, no knives, no IEDs.
Yes.
And so we looked at the screeners and said, well, how does TSA train these screeners and how does TSA test them? So how does TSA know that these screeners are doing their job well and making sure that passengers going through are not carrying weapons with them? And so what we found is that TSA does its own covert testing on a regular basis. They do a lot of their own covert testing, like 6,500 tests a year, but they're not getting reliable results. And the reason TSA...
Wait, I want to stop you right there. They're not getting reliable results from their testing?
Right.
What does that mean?
Right. So what it means is that they can't count on their data. So here's the thing. TSA got certain results, and I can't tell you what they were because they're classified, right?
All right.
But TSA said, you know, in X percent of the cases, our screeners identify these threat items that these anonymous role players are trying to get through, right, as a test. But then TSA had a contractor come through to try to validate the testing and saying what's really going on here. And the contractor got much worse results. And so what that tells TSA is probably that when TSA is doing its own covert testing, they're not really using anonymous role players, right? It's not really testing because the screeners knew they were being tested.
And the screeners may recognize, I mean, one of the reports I saw is that the screeners recognize the testers as they're coming through because they're colleagues.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. So it's like if you recognize reviewer.
Jenny, let me just say this to you. I mean, come on. There are so many unemployed actors. I can speak for an entire industry and my entire union. There is so many unemployed actors. Please give them a break. Let them come through. And one of the arguments, though, was that if they got hauled over to the side, there'd be a lot of explaining to do, right?
Well, that's neither here nor there. You know, this is taxpayer dollars that's going to covert testing, and it's a critically important issue because TSA has to have a good understanding of how well these screeners are doing at identifying these threat items. So, you know, whether it causes commotion or not, it's got to be done properly. And so they're taking steps to fix this, but this helps to explain the issue that you brought up at the beginning, which is what happened with the IG testing last year and why did they find so many vulnerabilities. And really, it's because in TSA's own covert testing, they haven't been getting accurate results over many years.
So it doesn't seem too comforting what had been found so far when you hear that those failure rates, should we feel better now that things have improved at this moment in time, or where are we on this whole thing?
You know, TSA works really hard at this. And, I mean, to be fair, they have in the neighborhood of 700 million passengers going through a year, 1.6 billion carry-on bags. So those screeners have a hard job. Mm-hmm. TSA, so we made some recommendations about how to improve this, including taking steps to actually make sure that the airports follow up and take corrective action when there are problems that are found. TSA agreed with our recommendations, so they are definitely taking steps to address them, but they've definitely got a ways to go.
I know there's one story, very famous, and I can't use the identity here, but he's a high-ranking government official who got on a plane on the West Coast and was halfway through his flight when he reached into his suitcase to look at some, briefcase, and he had a gun in his briefcase that is his. He has a concealed carry license. He, you know, works in a state that allows for that. And he stopped and he thought to himself, oh my God, what do I do? What do I do? You don't turn yourself in. You don't. Right. It's sort of like, okay, I'm just going to sit here and try to act like nothing has happened.
Well, I was on a plane recently. I told you about this, Ro, and there was a gentleman coming on with two ginormous lithium batteries. And I thought, well, that doesn't seem right. And so I flagged it, and I told the flight attendants, and they started looking it up. And sure enough, they didn't belong on the plane. So there's an example that I saw. I mean, obviously, lithium batteries, they have potential to ignite. But
that's a safety issue, not such a weapons issue.
But you would think that would go through. Doesn't that go through a TSA screener, too?
And are we talking about nail clippers here, too?
Yeah,
as well as guns? Do you know, Jenny?
Well, I think nail clippers are prohibited, but there is a wide
scissors.
Range of prohibited items. And, you know, the screeners, so you when you're doing carry-on bag, right, it goes through the X-ray machine, and the screeners are looking at an image, and they have an ongoing testing and training program where they actually superimpose fake threat images onto the what the screener is looking at as your bag is passing through. And it's a way to keep the screeners on their toes. So it'll be a fake gun superimposed onto the image of your bag. And then the screener has to hit the button basically to say, all right, I've seen a threat item. Mm-hmm. And then the software tells them whether or not it's a real threat item or whether it's an image.
So it keeps them awake.
Yeah, so TSA has some really good systems in place. But another thing we found is that there were large percentages of airports that were not reporting any of the results of that particular program to TSA year after year. So TSA wasn't doing a good job of even checking on that to
checking
see
on
whether
themselves.
The airports were doing it. Yeah.
So it does appear to be sort of an internal issue here. All right. Well,
an oversight issue. Yeah.
Oversight issue. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jennifer Grover. Thank you very much. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you, Jenny.
My pleasure.
All right. She's Director of Homeland Security and Justice Issues for the Government Accountability Office. Like the TSA is not being accountable to themselves, and it's very sad.
Well, it's a little frightening. You want that to be a very effective organization, right? You want them to catch everything, and perhaps that's impossible. But in that test a year ago when this first made news, one of their testers got through with a fake explosive device strapped to his back. Mm-hmm. And even after the pat-down, they didn't find it. So they knew, well, wait a minute, there's some problems here.
So true. So true.
But the world will be safer soon, as we know.
So true. Thank you, Anna DeVlantis.
Some people say you sound like Mr. Burns when you talk that. But I know that's
it's
Trump.
The same
that's
deal.
Trump. It's
Trump. It is the same deal.
Same guy, maybe.
It is. What? There's a difference? Smithers, release the hounds.